Good evening, sisters. Sister Deb from don'tperish.com. Hey, I want to read some scripture verses to you, and the theme is Blessed be the Lord God, or Blessed be the Lord, Blessed be God. And I got this idea from some messages from a sister. She sent me some scriptures today, and they were talking about Blessed be the Lord God. And I thought, wow, that's pretty awesome. So I went through the scriptures and I was looking them up. There's a lot of them, but I just grabbed several of them, and I thought, well, that would be really encouraging and uplifting for us sisters to praise the Lord together by going through some of these scriptures. So I'm just going to go through and I'm going to read them, and we can all rejoice together. Genesis 9:26, and he said, Blessed be the Lord God of Shem, and Canaan shall be his servant. Daniel 2:20, Daniel answered and said, Blessed be the name of God forever and ever, for wisdom and might are his. Psalm 66:20, Blessed be God, which hath not turned away my prayer, nor his mercy from me. Ruth 4:14, And the women said unto Naomi, Blessed be the Lord, which hath not left thee this day without a kinsman, that his name may be famous in Israel. 1 Samuel 25:32, And David said to Abigail, Blessed be the Lord God of Israel, which sent thee this day to meet me. 2 Samuel 22:47, The Lord liveth, and blessed be my rock, and exalted be the God of the rock of my salvation. Psalm 66:20, Blessed be God, which hath not turned away my prayer, nor his mercy from me. 1 Kings 8:56, Blessed be the Lord, that hath given rest unto his people Israel, according to all that he promised. There hath not failed one word of all his good promise, which he promised by the hand of Moses, his servant. 1 Chronicles 16:36, Blessed be the Lord God of Israel forever and ever. And all the people said, Amen, and praised the Lord. Oh, I love that one. Ezra 7:27, Blessed be the Lord God of our fathers, which hath put such a thing as this in the king's heart, to beautify the house of the Lord, which is in Jerusalem. Psalm 28:6, Blessed be the Lord, because he hath heard the voice of my supplications. You know, I got three of these left here. I could just go on and on. But as I keep saying these words over and over, it's just like the joy in our countenance lifts up, and blessed be the Lord. Psalm 28:6, Blessed be the Lord, because he hath heard the voice of my supplications. Hey, I just read that one, but hey, we were blessed with it again. Psalm 72:18-19. Blessed be the Lord God and the God of Israel, who only doeth wondrous things. And blessed be his glorious name forever. And let the whole earth be filled with his glory. Amen and amen. Psalm 89:52. Blessed be the Lord forevermore. Amen and amen. In Luke 1:68. Blessed be the Lord God of Israel, for he hath visited and redeemed his people. Praise God. Hallelujah for that one. Yes, he sent his son to redeem us from our iniquities and offer us the hope of eternal life. Praise God. Brother Jim just did a fellowship teaching on enduring. You know, it's something we have to just keep doing, sisters, every day. And one way to help us endure and overcome and press through this life is by obviously digging in the scriptures. But sometimes if you're feeling a little down, a little lonely, a little empty, a little whatever it is, worn down, weary, tired, overwhelmed, go in the scriptures and do a word search on love, blessings, peace, hope, comfort, joy, any of that, and ponder all those scriptures. Most of them they're repeated so many times that after you keep reading them, it's so uplifting and edifying. You know, we're supposed to be focusing on what's good and pure and true. And oftentimes, you know, people get swept away on what's not. And we got to be careful of that. So if I can have one little part in lifting up the countenance of you all and myself while I'm doing this, this is awesome. So let's continue to pray for one another, to press on and endure. Love to you all, sisters. And until next time, hopefully I might get tomorrow to encourage you, hold fast. To God be the glory, and may he be praised. Blessed be the Lord God. Amen.